following from point regarding the security at her home, she says that I am not worried about being abducted in the same way. I don't think anymore that I will be abducted or disappeared because of the current level of attention that this case has also received in the prevailing climate. But I fear that they may employ other means. So they might attack me when I'm on the road somewhere. Or they might introduce something to my house. They can very easily frame me on false charges under the criminal law by introducing something into my house. Like, it can be anything, an illegal substance, or accuse me of engaging in anti-government activities, because my house at the moment is not secure. So if they can easily introduce anything to my house and implicate me and attack me in this manner, I have a very strong fear that this might be attempted at some point. They can introduce, say for example, banned material or illegal material into the house. Then the police could come and say that they want to search my house because they suspect that there is anti-government activity taking place in the house, from my house, and search the house, find this material and arrest me. So that is very possible. Under the prevailing climate, that kind of thing can happen. Now, this has happened in the past with other human rights defenders, and even with the Bennett Rupasinghe, was set up in this manner. From Lanka Unions, was set up in this manner, where, he received a call, he replied to the call, and now he's being accused of, giving death threats on the phone. So she uses that example to say that she's very scared that she herself might be set up by unknown persons, and maybe even dragged through the courts in that way.